It is time for our Community Ties interview with the lovely Mrs. Sharon Metz, Executive Director of the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you, although it's a little difficult out there with this fog, even just walking across the street.
That's what I was going to say as soon as you started talking about the weather, that I was surprised to see you trek over here with all that ice, especially in our parking lot.
Absolutely. It's kind of treacherous, but we made it.
It's fitting for this time of year, though, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's Christmas and the holiday season, and we expect a little bit of this.
Can you believe we're going to be in the lower 50s?
I heard you give that forecast, but I'll take it because I'm the warm weather person, so that looks great. But I don't think it's going to dampen the spirits either way of Christmas this year.
What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I want to talk a lot about the Merchants Bucks. We're getting down to crunch time of 10 days before Christmas, and you're probably sitting there thinking, okay, what am I going to do about this person, this person, this person? I have no idea. I don't have time to go shop. And we can really fix that for you through the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance. We sell Merchants Bucks. As I talked about last week, it's like 30 businesses in the county and the area and the town. And you can shop here with all kinds of things. Give them the Merchants Bucks, and then whenever they want to spend them, they can use them from going to the beauty shop to eating out with their family to quick foods to getting gasoline to the pharmacy to our grocery stores. I mean, it's unlimited what you can buy with these Merchants Bucks, and we can fix them in any denomination that you want, and we'll be glad to fix you up. I will tell you, we've passed the 15,000 mark last week in the money that we've done with Merchants Bucks, and they'll stay in Carrollton. So if you want to give the perfect gift, take the hassle out of it, and just be able to put a smile on your face and say, I've taken care of Christmas, not only helped whoever you're giving that to and giving them a wonderful gift, but you've kept that money at home.
Also, you can't beat that because you buy a gift certificate or a gift card from one store. They have that one store to shop from.
Right.
But you get those Merchants Bucks. They can choose wherever they want to go.
I think there's 35 now businesses listed on the back. So you can just take those in. There's no problem turning them in, cashing them in, and just enjoy shopping.
All right. What else do you have for us?
And I want to talk a little bit about the Chamber Roundtable. That was such a success last year. And it's been going for about a year and a half now. Our next meeting, I think, is January the 21st. It's always the third Tuesday of each month. And it's at the lower level of the library at 7 p.m. And lots of new ideas have already been suggested for 2014. And I still have people come up all the time and say, we want to come. We plan to come. We haven't gotten there yet. Can we still come? Absolutely. We want you. This is a community, county-based project that everybody has a seat at the table, and you get to suggest some things. And some of our best projects in the last year or two have come out of Chamber Roundtable. And I will tell you, I've been very busy in the last week. We've done two luncheons with Clean Line Energy, which is getting the energy across the state of Missouri in the wind turbines that start in Kansas and going to Indiana. Carroll County is still very much in that path of that project, which would mean a lot to us, not only short term as they put that through our county, but long term for the benefits of tax benefits and for our school district and things. So please pay attention to this. This is an important project for us. I will tell you that the mayor, Mary Kay and Hale, Missouri, sent 23 letters of support for that project last week to me that I in turn sent on to this company. Besides, the Lions and Kiwanis Club have invited us to do programs in the last 10 days. So there's some exciting things going to happen in 2014. Not only that, but lots of new projects. But being a part of this Chamber Roundtable and getting involved keeps us aware of what's going on in our community and in some ways how we can help.
And again, that is completely open to the public.
Always open to everybody. Not only open, we extend our arms to you. We say, come, sit at the table, be a part of what's going on. And as some of our best ideas and our strongest programs in the last year or so with the Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development have come out of the Chamber Roundtable. So it's citizens picking up and saying, hey, I've got an idea, I can help with this, and it's been tremendous for all of us.
Will you tell them one more time, Sharon, when the Chamber Roundtable meetings are?
It's always the third Tuesday night of every month, lower level of our Carrollton Library at 7 p.m., and we're very good about, even though we have lots to talk about, we're very good of staying 1 hour because we know people are busy, and we just are grateful that they come. So please come, share your ideas, listen, get involved, because that's how we'll win as a community and as a county, is working together.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. I'll have a chance, I hope, next week to say that even one a few days closer. But and this is a great time to do wonderful acts of kindness and passing it on, and all the things that we've tried to talk about. I know our Ministerial Alliance gave out, I think, the food distribution end of last week and helped almost 200 families. And then on top of that, the YMCA helped a lot with the angel trees this year. But as much as we give, I will have to tell you, the need is always greater. So for people that you know, someone you care about, just do where you are and help make this a great holiday for everybody.
And buy those merchant bucks.
All
right. Executive Director of the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance, always a pleasure. Thank you, Mrs. Sharon.
Thank you all. You have a great week.